Hello and welcome to the graduate series of Chat Freelancer podcast, a special series where I give recent graduates from Glasgow Cali University a chance to let their personality shine as they embark into creative industries. In this episode, I'm joined by two students, Stella and Naomi. Hello, you two, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you feeling after everything? Like, you've pretty much graduated now, you're just waiting on your results and your actual graduation, so how are you feeling?
Good. Glad it's over.
Yeah.
It's been nice not having anything to do other than the stuff that we need to do, but it's been nice to kind of have a little bit of a break.
Yeah, have you got any R&R planned, any holidays, any summer trips, nothing?
I'm just going back home to babysit my dog, that's it, but I'm excited.
I love that. What kind of dog have you got?
Irish Setter cross with a golden retriever.
Oh, beautiful. What's their name?
Tommy.
Oh, I love
Thomas. Or Mr. Thomas.
That's so cute.
Is that like Narnia? No, that's Mr. Tumless. I love that. Well, so I sent you guys questions. These questions have been picked by creative directors, studio owners, and you have both picked five each, but we're kind of mixing and matching. So we've got a couple of questions here for the both of you, which should be interesting. So the first question that I have for the both of you is, tell me about a project that you were happiest / proudest of, and why was that?
Okay, well, I'll go first, I guess. So probably the most, I guess my dissertation. This is like the biggest piece of work I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 words. I think it was like almost 20,000 in total. It was like over 100 pages. I spent so much time on it.
And what was it you done? Like, what was your dissertation?
So it was about like the student app in the uni. Mm-hmm. And I just was thinking of ways to increase engagement within it.
Mm-hmm.
But other stuff happened when I was doing it that I'll talk about a little bit later. No, it was good. I think another project that I was really proud of was my animation project where I did the alphabet, every single letter of the alphabet in a different style. Cool. That was really fun.
Do you like animation? Is that something you want to do?
Yeah, like motion graphics, illustration, branding.
Nice. What about yourself, Naomi?
I didn't have an answer until you said that, and I'd definitely say my honours project as well.
Yeah.
I was so stressing about it, but I didn't really know what to do. But then when I actually created the project, I was actually really happy with what the end result was.
What was it you done?
I did connect typography and how it can be used to create like a more effective advert for a product.
Cool.
Kind of like based on the features.
Yeah.
So I chose headphones so I could use like the words and the features of the headphones to make it really engaging.
Cool. So is that typography based project? Yeah. Is that something that you're really interested in?
Yeah, like connect typography, motion graphics, that sort of thing.
Both motion graphic gals. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm in the motion graphic boat. I think it's because of this course that I fell in love with it. Actually, like I didn't do much of it before.
I hated it before.
Yeah, I don't know why I fell in love with it.
I've never done it before until this course. Wow, this is so fun.
Yeah, I know, because it's like it's just a whole another level to be able to like do something static and then be able to take it into a program and like add like the alphabet, for example, something so simple as the alphabet and being able to bring it to life with motion. That sounds so geeky and I don't care.
It was so fun doing it. So, and my lecturer was like, it's 26 letters, you'll never be able to do it in like however long we have. You should probably do something smaller, like a smaller amount of letters. And I was like, no. Now that you've said that, I have to do it.
I am committed.
I have to.
I love that. So the second question I have for you guys is, what made you want to be a designer? Which is a bit of a deep question. I don't know which one you should pick that.
You go first.
So I was doing advanced higher art and I didn't really know what graphic design was, but I'd done design the year before where mm-hmm. I redesigned album covers, and then I was humming and hawing for what to do with my advanced hire
mm-hmm.
and I came across the Sex Pistols artwork and album covers.
Cool.
So I really got obsessed with Jamie Reed, the designer,
mm-hmm.
and so I redesigned t-shirts for like an anniversary for it.
Yeah.
And I just became obsessed with it from there. Went mm-hmm. to college, went to uni, and here I am.
Love that you're Sex Pistols. That was yeah, the catalyst. That.
Like, just the mix and match of the design for that.
Yeah, like the media so mixing. Like, yeah, yeah, can I? Yeah, I love it. I love it. What about you, Stella?
I don't know. I've always like been pretty creative. I think I've mm-hmm. always really liked art and like making stuff. And then, I don't know, I went to uni, well, I actually been to uni twice. So the first time I went to uni, I did at GCU, and I did art and animation for video games. So yeah. One of our sister courses, but I never finished it. It was too much coding. Was not the arty thing that I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I went to college and did digital design, and then I was here. But I don't know. Just art.
It's always been in
it's
you.
Always been art, arty.
Yeah.
And this is really fun, and it's digital, and I love computers, so it was like perfect.
That's interesting that you were doing the
games
one, as well, because they were at the event and like going through and seeing their stuff. I was like, what the fuck?
It was so cool going through and seeing all of like the games that they had made.
Oh, wow,
I could have been doing this, but no.
I think I'd be the same as you, like the developing side of it, like see the aesthetics and design, like character design.
That's what I wanted to do.
Environments and things like that. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. But see, then actually having to physically. Digitally develop that.
I'm not very good at the math.
It's like website design, right? Like I just want to do the UI.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the coding.
That's too confusing.
It's overwhelming, but it's good that you have kind of his course has kind of helped you find what it actually is that you enjoy doing.
Definitely.
So that's really good to hear. So the third question I have for you is, did you receive any tough feedback or face a problem, and how did you deal with it?
So my biggest problem was with my dissertation.
Yes.
So my dissertation was about the student app and ways of increasing engagement within it. And I had like interviews with people that I had to do. And the main person that was supposed to be my main interviewee for my projects decided that they didn't want to be a part of it anymore. And that was like a massive kick in the face, because I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. Do I need to change my entire project?
Yeah.
What should I do? But I ended up writing in my dissertation what had happened, and then it gave me something else to write about. And then also, because they had pulled out, I could kind of take my project in a different direction, in a another route that I wanted it to go in.
Yeah.
So it kind of, worked out for the best. I had more things to talk about, but it did... I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Especially because I think a massive part of being a designer is people management. You're working with people directly, right? So when that happens and it kind of is causing a really big issue for your project, you're sort of at a bit of an odds, like, what do I do here? But it sounds like you turned it around.
Yeah, I mean, I had help. I had a very nice supervisor.
Who was your supervisor again?
Mary.
Mary.
She was great.
Yeah.
She really pushed me to do the best that I could. And I feel like it's really stuck with me. I feel like I've kind of become a massive perfectionist now.
Yeah.
I just spend so much time on everything, but yeah.
That's good though, just thorough.
Yeah.
I think I prefer thorough, your attention to detail.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I never want to stop.
No, but I'm glad that you turned that situation on, because I would have... Because you sound like a very people person. Whenever I've spoken to you, you're a very people person.
I think I'm very positive. I try to be, at least.
And then when something like that happens, it's quite negative and you're having to deal with someone that's not, giving. It's a bit whoa. I would be I'd be so what do I do? Have I done something wrong? What's going on here?
Why don't you want to be part of my project? It's so cool. Fuck.
But no, I'm so glad that you turned it around. What about you, Naomi?
Mine's would probably be Design for Change. I was really struggling to come up with ideas. And then I always think back to my mum being listen to what the teachers are telling you at school. And then you see a massive improvement. So I just kind of keep that in the back of my head.
Yeah.
And I went to my mentor and asked her for help. And she was kind of giving me directions to go in and everything. And that really helped as well.
Who was your mentor?
Kat.
Oh, for Multiply. Angel in heaven.
What so nice.
A beautiful person that is. Yeah, what a great mentor. Who did you have, Stella?
I had Clara.
Clara from Dog.
From Dog.
Dog.
I think she's moved though.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's really good as well. They're great mentors, girls. Great mentors. So you were just sort of stuck.
Yeah.
Didn't know what to do. Design for Change is a big one. So give us some context then. What is that project for anyone listening that don't really know what it is?
So we had to pick from different briefs that were provided by DNAD, I think it's called. And I picked one that was about
motion type?
It was typography.
Is it a poem?
Yeah, okay, right.
It was that traumatic, we've forgotten about it.
It was you had to design a piece of work that included poetry, climate change, your local area.
Okay, cool.
And like a message. So I kind of jumped on the back of Drive Less by Car, which is like a Scottish government run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just did like, I picked a poem that was about every season changing and pulled out different words from it and animated it. So it looked like all the nice words were disappearing because everyone's using their car. And I picked a really nice font for it. So it kind of pulled all together.
Nice. So you're struggling with just like that initial idea? Because I think a lot of people, like, it's a big project. Like, it's a big thing. Like, I think it's quite a make something that's going to be really impactful here, which can be quite hard to do.
Like, trying to think of something that would enforce change was quite hard to come up with, I would say.
Yeah. I've been intrigued to see that, though. No, I'm so glad that you reached out to your mentors. Like, literally, I drive home, like, please speak to your mentors.
They're so great.
Please. Because they're amazing. So just to give context to anyone listening, this course, each student gets a mentor in their last year from industry, which is phenomenal. And of course, you'd be paying me because I keep talking about how amazing it is. But it genuinely it's so, like, it makes the experience so much better and easier if you actually do utilise it. So I love that you used it, your mentor. Fantastic. So the fourth question I have here is, I've kind of combined two questions here. So share a fun fact about yourself or an unpopular design opinion.
You go first.
Fun fact about me is I'm absolutely terrified of cats in the ocean and pigeons.
I'm also scared of pigeons.
The one-legged pigeons in Glasgow are evil.
They're terrifying. They're everywhere.
The pigeons in Barcelona are so much worse.
Are they?
What's with them, but they're terrifying.
What is with you?
What is me, up with this Robbie guy? And Charlie were in a bakery in Barcelona and one flew out from under the counter into our faces and we're all screaming at this bakery. It was so funny.
I hate them because you just don't know what they're going to do. They're standing in the street. They're like moving around. Are they going to jump in your face? You don't know. It's terrifying.
Or the ones in the bus station. They're also terrifying.
How invasive are they? They're invasive creatures. Yeah, they're like, they just don't give a fuck. Like, they will swoop.
Yeah. I got shot on one in George Square once.
Oh, Jesus.
From a night home.
Was it at the end of the night?
It was at the end of the night.
That's good. But that's really good.
It's still tragic.
Yeah. I actually had someone who, my friend, like, it was at high school and she bought chips. And so I shat her chips. Oh. So that's not my name.
She's so ill afterwards.
Gross. What about you, Stella? So, got any fun facts, any unpopular design opinions?
I don't know, I kind of like Comic Sans. Like, I know it's not, like, everyone kind of makes fun of it, but I think it works really well on 8-bit. And I don't think enough people talk about that, and I think it's important.
Okay. I'm here for it.
It's my unpopular opinion.
Advocating for Comic Sans. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
It's kind of cute. Like, I've seen it my whole life.
Yeah, what's so bad about it?
Exactly, what is so bad about it? It's really helpful for people with, like, eyesight issues and, like, reading issues.
Yeah.
So,
oh my god, okay, we need to get a petition started.
We do.
It's nice and curvy.
Yeah, we shouldn't be so hateful towards
a type. You know, typeface. It just shows you what the human race is like.
Exactly. I'm bringing back Comic Sans.
I love that as a mission. Please put that in your bio, your LinkedIn bio.
We'll bring it back.
Have you got any fun facts about yourself? Anything?
I'm a massive Doctor Who fan. Oh, I guess that's kind of a fact.
Yes.
Oh, I also have a three-legged cat.
Stunning.
Called Mittens.
I really hope. What happened?
Oh, he got hit by a vehicle of unknown description. But he's fine. He's chilling.
He's got three legs. He's happy.
Three legs. He's happy.
I've always wanted a dog with three legs. I don't know why. I just want to rehome a dog with three legs.
See, the ones where we wheelchairs as well. Yes. That's so cute. Yeah. I just want to...
I know, just carry you in your wheelchair, your little wheels. Yeah, love that Doctor Who, yes.
I love Doctor Who so much.
How good was the last episode?
Oh my god, I loved it. It reminded me so much of Rose's first episode.
Yes.
It was all about her, and I was like, I'm so happy that they're bringing this back.
Yeah.
Also, Russell T. Davis liked my Instagram comment, and I was freaking out.
What?
I know, I can't believe it.
What was it? What was it on, like, on
it
there?
It was on one of his posts. I was like, I'm so excited for the next episode. He liked it. I was like, oh my god,
claim to fame,
freaking out,
a validation. Yeah. Oh yeah, it was great. Oh, I love
I'm
it.
I'm excited for the new one on Sunday though.
I know.
I think it'll be really good.
They've all been really different.
I'm like kind of spooky.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited for the rest of the season. Like Boom was great as well. Like, but I don't know if I think I might have preferred 73 Yards. Oh, I feel like 73 Yards was just a bit more Doctor Who, even though the Doctor wasn't in it.
I know, but it was just, it's like Rose.
It's like Blink as well, like Blink.
That's such a good episode as well.
The Doctor's not really in it.
I know.
Crazy.
Anyway. Neither is the companion either.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a different girl.
Oh, yes. It's like a whole other cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could talk about Doctor Who. Yeah, anyways. It's so good. It's so good. But no, I love those. And the first question I have for you girls is, how do you handle creative blocks or moments when you're not feeling inspired?
You want me to go? Okay, yeah. So when I'm not feeling very creative, I try to do something else creative in a different outlook. So I'll like play Sims and build a house.
Nice.
Or I'll
nice.
Play like Stardew, build my farm. Or I'll make music.
Yeah.
Or I'll like cook something. So if I'm like still doing something kind of productive, but it's not design, it helps me, I don't know, go back to it afterwards.
Yeah.
Or I'll just like listen to music and jump about my room or watch something.
I love that. That was Mirren say something similar. Like she was like, I just put on like my favourite songs and I just have a bit of a dance.
Have a biggie.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Yeah. No, that's really great ways because I've recently wanted to get back into gaming because gaming was something that like, I loved playing games when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I stopped.
Never stop. It's so fun.
It's great fun. Like, I really want, because I was, what was it? I was watching, like, my family friend play Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I need this. I need this. And I know, like, you know, people are like, oh, you don't want to sit in front of a TV screen and, like, playing. I'm like, yeah, but, like, that I love it.
It's different.
It's so it's good. Different.
And no, it takes, it's not like you're not doing anything.
It takes
either.
Your mind completely away.
Exactly.
From everything. Like, it's so enjoyable. Like, I want to get all the classic games. Like, I want to get Crash Bandicoot. I want to get, like, you know, what was it we were talking about? There was a game that I absolutely loved. I can't remember what it was, but I used to play it all the time. But there's just so many games, PS2 games that were fucking amazing. What the fuck? I need a PS2. I need it now.
I need it back.
Yeah, like bring it back. But just so I love that. That's your sort of
playing video games.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's amazing. I think it can be really, really helpful. Like, I'm a bit of a saddo, and I watch games.
Oh, I do that too.
Because I can't afford to buy them right now. So I'm like, I'm just gonna Life is Strange. I've watched all of those. I've never played them. I've just watched them. I'm like, it's like watching a fucking film.
Yeah. I used to watch long form. I mean, I still watch long form content on YouTube, but it's just like people playing video games and then talking over it. It's just so interesting.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I think just everything that goes into the games and like the visuals and like the stories
And like the music as
the
well.
The music scores, like Halo so has like a tremendous score. So I love that. I love that. That's a great, I can resonate with that. What about you, Naomi?
I tend to just like look at design books or magazines and that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was having a lot of creative block with my honours project, and my supervisor recommended the Type 1 magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just like to flick through that, and like, it had like QR codes that you could scan.
Mm-hmm.
So then you could see like the Kinect typography, and it would just be like you could go to that account and then go to that account and then just end up deep diving down this hole and saving things, and I find that like helpful, just like digging and going from like designer to designer to find different things. I like doing that, or even just like going for a walk and looking at billboards, like where I used to live, like there's billboards all along, and I used to just like being like, I could redesign that and make that look nicer, or how did they do that? And it was just like, make me want to design more things.
Yes, I love it. I love a good like black hole of like Pinterest.
Oh, I love it.
You know, you just keep going.
I love my boards.
Like, love that. Oh, we'll just keep going. It just keeps going. And then you find a typeface that somebody's using and you go, where the freaking hell is that?
You have to pay for it.
Yeah, like, charge like £30 for it.
And I'm like, but then it's yours. You don't have to worry about licensing.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Takes that burden away. But no, I love both of those. Those are fantastic. And number six is, What has been your highlight from your university experience?
Barcelona.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. At the Off Festival.
So good.
A few of you have said that. Yeah.
It was like the best week of my life. Yeah. It was just so chill and so interesting and so fun.
Yeah.
And
like really inspiring as well, listening to all of the people talking there. And Ashley was there as well, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Her talk was like so different to everyone else's, and it was so like interesting to hear. Mm-hmm. Her side of everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's always like, if you heard Ashley talk, she's very like personal. Yeah, yeah. She's really vulnerable about her stuff. She's so funny.
Yeah,
it makes it more like engaging and more like in touch with reality, sort of.
Yeah.
You feel like you can relate to it more.
Because I can imagine there was big studios there, right?
Yeah. And
I imagine like they're doing all these crazy mad things.
Yeah, yeah, but they're also talking about like having imposter syndrome and struggling.
What?
And also like admitting that they don't know everything they're doing. There was one, I can't remember what design place it was, but they said that they just say yes to everything and that's how they get work and they get to do all these things. And when I heard him say that, I was like, I'm just going to say yes to everything now as well, like in the design world.
Yeah.
And then hopefully something will happen.
I think that can really work. Like, I was a yes woman throughout university. Like, and I actually got to a point where Helen told me, like, Chloe, you need to stop.
You're doing too much, girl.
No, calm down. And I was like, no.
Like, you can't tell me what to do.
But that really stood me in good stead. I think there's a balance to be had, though. You don't want to overwhelm yourself and overcommit and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right, just to keep your options open. And if something comes your way, just say it, try it. You know, you never know where it may lead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a good philosophy, I think, to have. And it's nice that you've got inspiration from it. I'm so jealous. I keep saying that to everyone that mentions it. I'm so jealous that you've got to go. It just looked absolutely incredible.
The food was amazing. I got to swim in the sea as well.
Oh, brilliant.
I think me and Charlie were the only ones who went in.
Really?
Like, so if we got cold. There, and I was like, so oh, my God, everyone, let's go in the sea. And I was like, guys, come on, come in. I got up. I think I went up to, like, my neck. And I was like, why is no one else here? I can't be the only one.
I wasn't even going to go in, and I went up to my knees, so I'm proud of myself.
Do you know what? That's better than not going in at all. I would be the exact same as you, Stella. I'd be there. That'd be the first thing. I'd be like, you know, bags in the room, beanie on.
Yep.
Run. See. And see, snorkel, goggles, flippers. I don't care.
And when we were at the beach as well, I found so many. This is going to sound so, like, not interesting at all, but I don't even care. When we're at the beach, I found so many, like, cool little stones and rocks.
Yeah.
And I brought them back with me on a plane, and then they're in my bathroom in a little jar.
Stella, do not ever apologise for that. I have a jar full of rocks.
Yes. Oh, there's other rock people.
Yep. I have a jar full of rocks. Anywhere I go,
collect rocks.
Me
too.
Yeah, I've actually thought about starting to write on them of like where we found them.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, because I'm like, I have all these rocks I can't remember where I've got them from.
Yeah.
But maybe that's good. I don't know. But I was like,
I just like having things. I like collecting things.
A memento.
Yeah, I'm very sentimental, I think.
Same. So don't ever apologise about collecting rocks.
I'm going to collect more rocks now. I hope I find a rock today.
I know. Fuck being a designer, I'm just going to be a rock collector. Love that. So the last question that I have for you is, how do you both feel about going into industry?
Excited.
Nervous.
A little bit nervous.
Yeah. A little bit nervous.
Yeah. Have you got any ideas of what you want to do? Any
industry. Creative industry.
Yeah.
Or agency work. Yeah. Probably rather than in-house. Yeah. I think. Because a lot of the briefs that we got at uni were all very different, and I think I would prefer to do work that's very different all the time rather than just one
company
all the time.
Yeah.
But that's just...
Yeah.
I love doing social media, so I'd be happy with something like that. But I love branding, illustration,
motion
graphics.
Yeah, well, you'd be able to do all of that on social, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it sounds like you're both kind of similar in terms of like what design disciplines you want to do and where you want to go. So, I mean, always try, like, say, you guys, when I was coming in, I was like, start now, like, start talking to people now, start planting seeds now, and, you know, making those connections, you know what I mean? Like, you have to. Like, you can't wait to the absolute end to then start doing all that stuff because there's no point. When you've had 2 years of being able to, like, speak to industry directly, like, you know, who was it? Multiply came in, BBC came in, Scoot came in, Hydrogen came in. Like, these are all studios and, you know, companies in Glasgow. So it's like, just be like, you know, just do you remember me?
I've kind of been doing that. I've been trying to like do that, like see people on LinkedIn I remember and then send them a message like, hey, can I get some advice on something? Or like,
yeah.
Do you have any information on design you can give me as someone just coming into the industry?
Yes.
Just trying to get advice from different people, I think.
Yeah, people love that. Love the flattery.
Yeah.
I'm like, shh, you're asking me? Sure. I know. But then you stick in people's minds and then, you know, if anything wants to come up, then they might be like, oh, I remember Stella, I remember Naomi messaged me and they're
those two cool girls.
Yeah. Two cool girls in that cool podcast. Talking about rocks. You never know, there might be like, you know, closet rock collectors in the industry, and now they might feel like they can come out now.
Talk about it, yeah. We won't judge you, no matter what size of rock you have.
How many rocks you have, like,
what colour.
Where you got them.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
But no, I'm really looking forward to seeing where you guys go and what yous do. Yeah, you've both got a good head on your shoulders, so yous'll be
excited.
You'll be grand. I'm glad yous are excited. I'm glad that's the first thing you said, rather than being like, I'm absolutely shitting myself.
I think we're well prepared, I think,
from
the course and like doing stuff with industry and uni.
Oh, definitely. Like going from college where it's just a brief they've made up to then, like, uni, it's like, oh, here's some people to interact with. It's like,
yeah, there's so many, because you can put all those projects in your portfolio as well, and it's just like, you know, there's a bit more credibility to it, because it's like, oh, right, you can attach that, we did this project with Hydrogen, or we did this project with Scoot, or whatever it is. So yeah, no, I am with you on that. I felt so prepared when I was going into industry after doing that course. So the last question that I have for you actually is the most important question, and that is, what is your favourite movie of the week and the tastiest pie you've ever had? It can be your movie of the week, could be your favourite movie of all time.
I can do a movie of the week, actually.
Whatever you want.
Okay, you go first.
So I went to the cinema the other day and they were showing Trainspotting again.
Oh,
and
nice.
And it's such a dark, horrible film, but every time I come out from seeing it, I'm like, wow, that's just such a good movie.
It is
I just
brilliant.
Love it. It's so good. It's Annie so Boy. Dark and horrible, but so good.
How did you feel about Trainspotting 2?
It felt separate, but I liked it. I found it funny.
Yeah. I think it continued the dark theme.
Yeah.
For sure. It was just a bit like, oh, actually, everybody doesn't have a good life.
Yeah.
And we just go back to being, you know, stuck in Leith.
It's still good.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Honestly, it's a fucking... Danny Boyle's a fantastic director.
I feel like
love all
the people
films.
That don't like it, you just need to rewatch it again.
Yeah.
And that's good. It's
yeah.
A good laugh.
It is. It's funny. You're right. It's funny. I think it's got everything.
Yeah, definitely.
And what, it's great to go see it in the cinema again. I did not know that. I wish I had known that.
Like, so good. I was like, oh, wow.
Big baby on the roof.
I was like, oh.
I've never seen Trainspotting, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
Baby on the roof.
It's really horrible. I don't want to spoil it for you. You should watch it. It's very, very good. But like, there is a scene that's like an iconic scene of like just not fun.
Dark, horrible.
Watch it.
Lovely.
What's your tastiest pie you ever had?
I quite like a macaroni pie.
Double carb.
Cold, not hot though.
Cold macaroni
like a
pie.
Cold macaroni pie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never had a cold macaroni.
It's cold pasta, but you'd eat it, so it's been hot, and then it cools down, and then you would eat it.
Yeah, I feel like you can get them from a supermarket.
Yeah.
I've had that before.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I've had it from, but I've definitely had a cold one, and I preferred it to the hot one.
I like a cold tatty scone. Like with butter.
Scones.
Yeah. That's bizarre. They're just strange.
I mean, like piece of bread. Pasta, plain pasta.
Separate.
Yes.
But cold macaroni. That's a first. That's a first, Naomi. Cold macaroni. We've had a macaroni pie. We've had a cold one.
Yeah,
cold.
I'll try one as well. I'm very intrigued.
Any sauce? Just dry?
I don't really like sauces.
No condiments?
I'm not a condiment girl.
Oh, no, you need a tomato sauce. Reds, like. Brown sauce, sweet chili sauce, mustard,
mayo.
What
do you dip your chips in?
Just plain, with a bit of salt and vinegar.
Oh, that's
okay, that's fair.
Like, or Nando's sauce. I actually love Nando's sauce.
Fair. Maybe try that with your cold macaroni pie.
You know, that'd probably go quite well together. Spicy macaroni sounds pretty good.
Let me know what that is.
I used to have macaroni cheese with brown sauce all the time, and it was so good. Or fruit sauce, and it's so good.
Fruit sauce?
Yeah, fruity sauce.
What's a fruity sauce?
It's like brown sauce, but it's called fruity sauce. It's by HB, I think. You get it in the shops.
I've never heard of this. That sounds, and I love brown sauce.
It's like brown sauce. Oh. I don't think I don't know what it's made of, but it's yummy. With macaroni cheese.
I used to have tomato sauce on my macaroni, actually. Or a sweet chili sauce on my macaroni. I really want macaroni.
Yeah, I'm really, really hungry now.
Right, Stella, what about you? What's your movie of the week? Favorite movie or whatever?
So, my movie of the week is Snowpiercer. I watched this one with...
Is it the... Chris, which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Is there not like a...
I know there's a show. I've also been watching this show, and it's so freaking good. Oh my
it's
God.
Amazing. Yes. And was the movie good?
Oh, the movie was amazing. We watched the movie, and then we watched the show, and then we kind of... Me and my boyfriend stayed up like the whole night, basically binging the first season in a bit. And it was so worth it. It was so good.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
It has 3 seasons.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to make a fourth one. My mum was telling me that. And
fuming.
I think we're almost finished season 2, but oh my fucking God, it's so good. You need to watch it. It's so good.
I think you would.
A lot of politics about it and everything. And
it's quite gruesome in some parts.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's kind of hard hitting. Like, it's a wee bit like, it's a bit brutal.
Yeah. But I think it's really, really good.
Yeah. So storyline's brilliant.
Yes. And the characters are.
Demi Moore. Is it Demi Moore?
I don't know her name.
I can't remember. The woman who's in charge of the train.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah. And then, oh my God. Yeah.
And the guy as well. He's great.
They're all.
Everyone's
great.
In it. Yeah. Everyone who's in it is great. I want to go back and watch it now.
Yeah,
with macaroni. And then all his train spotted.
And your jar of rocks.
And my jar of rocks.
What's the tastiest pie you've ever had?
Tastiest pie I've ever had. I don't know. I really like apple pie and rhubarb pie. I really like rhubarb in a pie.
Rhubarb pie with vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Or like a wee bit of cream or a wee bit of custard.
Now I want pie.
Or steak pie.
Steak pie is classic.
I really like sweet things, but I also really like savoury and salty things. So I have to have one of each. Oh, rhubarb and steak.
A rhubarb and a steak pie. Steak pie for dinner, rhubarb pie
for dessert. For dessert. And breakfast. Elite. And lunch.
Good choices, girls. Very good choices.
What is your favourite flavour of pie?
Steak pie.
Steak pie.
All day. Although I was saying to, I think it was Luke that asked me. And I had a venison and red wine pie recently, and it was stunning.
Where are you finding these?
It was in Skye.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in Skye. It was actually...
Another island.
Love it.
Okay.
I actually Googled the vendor. I was like, I need to know who this vendor is. I can't remember. It was like Peacocks or something. I don't know. But they do... I don't know where they're based. They're based centrally, but they go up with like their big food cart for festivals. Yeah. And it was like this venison and... red wine pie with like the best gravy I've ever had, mint mushy peas and some crispy wedges. I was having the best day of my life.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it was lovely.
I'm so hungry.
It was so good. So that is getting up there. Venison pie is getting up there. I've only had it once, but it probably close second to just classic steak.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
I love a steak pie.
Oh, so good. New Year's Day. You know, you can have it in Boxing Day if you wanted. You can have it at the football. You can have it at a pub lunch. It's very versatile.
Yep. Any occasion.
Literally. So, yeah, that's my favourite one. But, yeah, great choices, girls. So, before we close off, is there anything you want to say? Any advice you want to give? Anything you want to mention? Anything that I haven't asked you before we go?
Advice, probably. Well, I was very anxious when I was in college and like the beginning of uni, but I think it just takes time to like come out of your shell, I guess. So if you're not as confident when you begin, it will come with time, or it did for me at least, I think.
Yeah.
And also, design is very collaborative and we should all work with each other, and it's much more fun when we all work together than being in competition. So that's what I'll also say as well.
That's great advice. It sounds like you were all very collaborative.
Yeah.
Like, everyone I've spoken to has said how much they enjoyed working with each other.
Yeah. Everyone's so nice. And it's so fun, like, working in groups and everyone has, like, a different role.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you can utilise everyone's skills.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. I love doing group work.
Yeah, me too.
Everyone had, like, such different skills to each other. It was, like, the groups were perfectly picked. Like, everyone had different skills and different bits.
Yeah.
It was good. And it's about character building as well.
Yeah, yeah. Would you say you're similar to Stella? Are you more confident now that you've been through uni?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say looking at
my
you.
Shell a little bit more. But yeah. I'm getting there.
I yeah. I mean, you're on a podcast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's really putting yourself out there.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's, like, thank you for coming on and just putting yourself in. You're very, very welcome, and I really appreciate that. And good luck with everything. Good luck with your rock collecting.
Thank you.
I really hope it goes well.
It'll be in the paper.
Rock, crazy rock lady.
Lock her up. She's out again.
She's stealing all the rocks.
Rocks that
sounds like a really shit Doctor Who episode. It's like you're stealing all the rocks in the world. Like,
oh, I should have brought my Sonic with me. I would have been like,
no, I need to get a Sonic. I, unpopular opinion, do not like the new one.
Neither do I.
What was wrong with
the? I don't know why they made it a circle. Mm. Why did they make it look like a computer mouse?
I loved how you know pointy.
Yeah, you can like whip it out. And
yeah.
Extend it on my wrist. Like, that's what she said, but anyway.
But genuinely, that was such a good design for like,
you,
yeah, like, you know, point in, but it's just a bit underwhelming, whapping out like a little circular.
It looks like a makeup, like
a blender, beauty like blender. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, you can flip it up.
Yeah. It's like, touch up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I do like the new TARDIS interior though.
Love,
I'm a big fan
because it's classic.
Yeah,
Doctor Who
box.
Come on.
I love a jukebox.
And I love how he hasn't got like a just a like he's got a different outfit.
Yeah.
Every single time. He's not got like his own outfit.
Yeah, he's
which is quite cool.
Queen.
He's a fashionable queen. Can I like I don't know if you've watched the old Doctor Who's, but like John Pertwee, what an icon.
Yeah.
His big cuffs and his big ruching on his
I can't remember his name, the one that had the big scarf.
Oh, Tom Baker. Yeah, he was always beautifully dressed.
Yeah. His wee hat as well.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm going to go. I was actually watching an episode before I came here. The episode with the Olympics with David Tennant.
Oh, yeah.
The
girl and he's running. And he's just, like, drawing all the people and they're getting stuck in.
Chloe Webber.
You could, like, describe any episode of Doctor Who and I wouldn't be able to know what you're talking about. I love it so much. I used to do quizzes. This is so, like, not cool. I used to do quizzes, like, on my computer and I still kind of do them every so often, but it's like, name the Doctor Who episode from description. Name every episode of Doctor Who.
I would do that now.
So fun.
Remember in class when we rated all the characters like best
or
worst?
Yeah.
We do just like a tier list.
Clara's my favourite companion. I'm just putting out there.
I love Amy. Amy Rory.
That was my Doctor Who era. That was Matt Smith.
I love
Amy Rory. Yeah, those were great episodes. Yeah. I was actually watching the Flesh.
Oh, that
double
parter.
Yeah, that's a good one. And Vincent and the Doctor cry every time.
Oh, me too. Tears when he's standing and the camera is moving around his head and he's tearing up and I'm tearing up.
I know, and I'm like, there's Bill Nye. Why is Bill Nye in this?
Wait, oh my god, that's Bill Nye.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my god. I did not realise that was him.
Love Actually is in Love Actually as well.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No.
Wait.
The actor.
Wait, there's two Bill Nyes. Oh, I thought you meant Bill Nye the Science Guy. I was really confused for a second. That makes sense why I didn't recognise him.
Oh, but that's a fantastic episode. I can name all the maps. We actually watched So we play D&D and we roll the D&D dice to pick a Doctor Who episode.
Yes.
What was the one we picked? I think it was a Matt Smith one. I can't remember which one it was now, but it was Let's Kill Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
Where River Becomes River. Yeah, which is actually quite a good episode. Yeah. I forgot about that episode and I was like, that's actually quite a good episode.
The Tesseract or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I recommend doing that if you're just fancy. Like, you don't know what to pick. You just like roll a dice.
Let the dice decide.
Let the dice decide what Doctor Who episode you're going to watch because there's enough to keep you there for a while. And we also watched The Raven. Where Clara died.
Oh, R.I.P.
No, I was crying like a baby.
Every time a companion dies, I cry.
Yeah, Bell Potts' story is tragic.
I really like her as well.
I loved Bell Potts. She should have got another series. But like, yeah.
And Nardole.
Nardole. What a character. I was like, yeah.
He's just a funny little
He'd
dude.
Be in my top five. Easy.
I really love Peter Capaldi.
He was.
Oh, they're just. Oh, I could talk about this all day.
They're all great. I'm so excited for Saturday. Yeah. Well, you know, midnight.
Yeah.
Because we did that last weekend. We just stayed up. We just watched it at midnight. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I'll link all your socials in the bio so people can check out your work as well and see how talented you both are. But yeah, all the best and thank you so much for coming on.